Job growth was solid in July, and the unemployment rate incrementally declined despite a relatively large upward bump in the size of the labor force. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing July 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate declined 0.1% to 4.3% for July. The labor force expanded by almost 350,000 in July. At the same time, there were 345,000 more employed persons and only 4,000 more unemployed persons. In addition, there were 156,000 fewer people considered as no longer in the labor force. In other words, the growth in the number of employed persons was large enough to absorb almost all of the growth of the labor force. And although the number of unemployed persons increased, that increase was only marginal. Therefore, the unemployment rate incrementally decreased. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, overall job growth was 209,000 in July, albeit slightly off June's increase of 231,000. The private goods producing sector was up 22,000 in July, and that was not as good as June's growth of 32,000. A year ago, in July 2016, it was up 26,000. Manufacturing grew by 16,000 in July after adding 12,000 in June, which followed a flat May. A year ago, in July 2016, manufacturing was up 12,000 jobs. The construction sector slipped but did not fall, with a gain of only 6,000 in July after adding 15,000 in June. A year ago, in July 2016, it was up 18,000. Mining and logging apparently took a breather and was flat in July after adding 5,000 in June. A year ago, in July 2016, it was down 4,000. The private service providing sector gained 183,000 jobs in July, which was an improvement from June's growth of 162,000. However, a year ago, in July 2016, it was up 223,000. The retail trade sector limped forward by only 900 new jobs in July that followed double, but still considered relatively weak, growth of 1,800 in June. In July 2016, it was up by more than 18,000. The professional and business services sector improved with growth of 49,000 in July compared to growth of 32,000 in June. A year ago, in July 2016, it was up 84,000. Job growth in computer systems design and related services was 4,900 in July after increasing by 3,800 in June. The education and health services sector added 54,000 jobs in July, with its highly seasonal and under fire private educational services subsector up almost 10,000 jobs. Home health care services was up a very healthy 11,300 jobs in July, which was much stronger than the 2,100 job growth it experienced in June. Hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector continued to gear up through the summer vacation season with a gain of 62,000 in July after adding 40,000 in June. A year ago, in July 2016, it was up 42,000. And the total number of government jobs was up 4,000. In June, the federal government was flat, state government was down 3,000, so therefore local government was up 7,000. Temporary help services topped the 3 million job mark for the fourth consecutive month. In July, there were 3,033,900 temporary help services jobs, which was a gain of 14,700. However, June's figure was revised to growth of only 2,900. A year ago, in July 2016, it was up 16,400 jobs. Sequential growth in July was 0.5%, with year-over-year growth of 4.2%. Temporary help services market share in July, that is, its portions of all jobs, also hit a new high of 2.07%, or 2.0693%, compared to June's figure of 2.06%, or 2.0622%. A year ago, in July 2016, it was 2.01%, or 2.0147%. This was a solid employment report for July. However, some pundits have said that the overwhelming flood of applicants to Amazon's hiring event held throughout the country earlier this week could be indicative of a weaker job market than the official government statistics may indicate. Time will tell. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.